Visceral signals in hypnotic trance. It's an important concept to explore a little bit. There are some things which just so scream, oh, this is trancy. Oh, this is dropping me. The motif and metatextuality of hypnotic trance. I use it. I lean on it. I think any hypnotist does. And this has been contemplated in conversational hypnosis for a very long time. And the idea of neurolinguistically programming in concepts. A person brings their own associations to the table. And like any act of collaboration, understanding those, using them, leaning into them, even providing you with options is just one of the very valuable ways that your brain can adapt its existing mechanisms for later purposes. For example, when you take different ideas that you've experienced in trance and you're like, ooh, that appeals to me. That in particular really floats my boat. You put them in a kind of toolbox or, once you've gotten sufficiently advanced at trance, really more of a tool shed, and you look them up when they're evoked. If I count you down, 3, 2, 1, 0. If you're familiar with my voice and you're in a relaxed place, or maybe if I dress it up with the triggered night-night pet, which you've learned to anchor to a specific frame of mind, it's like you're going into that shed and going through it for among the many indexed rows, each of them with serial numbers on. You can see there are places for different kinds of tools, and you take them out and apply them to yourself. A gentle radiating light here, a warm bath of euphoric, 1, 2, 3, up. And that's another tool. Fractionation, the countdown, the trigger or anchor. Even this conversation where I help put you at your ease and set a narrative for what I'm going to do. It's all part and parcel of what happens to you. The rhyme or near rhyme is a favorite of mine because it works on me. It makes things stick in me, puts them in a part of me from which they will be useful. So 1, 2, 3, 4. And if I wanted to raise you up, because fractionation is raising you up, dropping you down, raising you up, dropping you down, 1, 2, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15. The higher the numbers go, the more your mind adjusts to the scale. And that's part of a few other hypnotic techniques. Surprise induction can sometimes just be a matter of counting rather more quickly than someone expects, which can be like pleasantly missing a stair going down and being caught warmly in my voice. Rapport, the connection of not just an interpersonal connection, and sometimes people think it's that, but it's also knowing that I will use the tools well, that I am paying attention to what tools I have said I will use in a trance, and that when I introduce new ones, it is always with a mind toward how they work on and for and with you, indexed carefully. So a quicker count to 10, 12, 15, 20, 25 can raise one up 30, 35, 40, 51. And you may even forget things that happened at the lower levels, because it is rather like a very quick elevator, 70, 75, leaving behind what existed before, but keeping it alive in your memory, 85, and then if I wanted to dunk, 30, 29, 28. The languorous flow of this long sine wave, this up and down, peaks and valleys. The up and down of you is easy to understand. It's all part and parcel of techniques that are useful. And in that long shed, serial numbers on each row, or in that toolbox neatly organized or scattered around. For the mindset of, oh, I'm just going to leave all my tools around and you may pick them up and use them to help me slide deeper. And it can be scent and sense and taste and sight. But when we take very primal parts of our experience, very deep visceral things, the deep tick tock of a metronome or a clock, which seems to be in our system, which moves with the fact that We are always running on some kind of internal clock, always running on some melody, even if the music is unheard. And thus there can be pleasant interactions. Call them synergies. Like the fact that if I use the right words accidentally or on purpose, 10, 9, your mind may be rather more night-night pet primed. Be blank pet for things that follow. And when you hear a trigger and you don't 6, quite know 4, 8, what it's for, yet, 8, 10, 12. When you don't know what it's 14, 16, then you may wonder where's the training, where's the conditioning, where are the elements, but contextually adopting a trigger you've never used before because you see how it affects others, or think how it might affect you because you understand it 20, in context, because you understand it in the situation 22, because you understand it 20 exactly as it's for you, because these words are for you, to drop you, to raise you, to leave you, bouncing between understanding that the muscles that allow you to go to the places in trance you've already been can get fatigued, can run out of energy, but that just means there's nothing to hold you up where you don't want to be. And so many ways to end up down here with me. Deeper. 1, 5, up and up and up, 10, 20. But then as the numbers get lower down, the mind does as well, and the elasticity of the mental muscles allowing you to stay up in the first place starts to go. The tension starts to increase through fatigue, but a fatigued mind doesn't necessarily fall asleep. It's a matter of holding you up. What if I counted down? 19, 17, and what if you knew I was never going to arrive at 1? 15, 14 and a half, don't worry, I won't do that again, that's a more advanced lesson. 12 and a half, okay, one last one. 10, there, we're back to nice round numbers, out of the liminal space of how I could cut one number finer and finer. 9.999, it doesn't end. Remember always, as you drop into trance, as I allow you to move, invite you to move, 9 to 8 to 7, as you allow yourself to move, invite yourself to move, 7 to 6 to 5, that there is always Zeno's paradox nested in the numbers. To get from 5 to 4, you must pass through 4.9, 4.8, 4.7. There's a 1 to 10 inside every number, and a 1 to 100 inside each of the 1 to 10 inside each of the original numbers. I am permitting you to fall 4. You are permitting you to fall 3. We are collaboratively falling 2. We together fall 1. But what if I never quite let you shuffle off to the final number? What if I never let you go lower? Although I guess there is not always an assumption in a numerical system that there is anything below the 1. And remember that I skip numbers. So although in the end it will be satisfying, there's no guarantee I'm ever going to say it. I might say -1, -3. At what point does this integer wrap back around? At what point do we overflow and you are suddenly, powerfully, fixatedly, mindlessly awake? At an awakeness above 100, at 250, oh, there you are, up and down, 50, 40, 30, remembering that 30 to 29 is also 30 to 29.9.8.7.6.5.4.3.2, 28, 27.2, 26.2. If I have you at 26.3 and I go down a number, do you land at 25 neatly, cleanly? Or are you at 25.3 now, waiting for that lingering little bit? And if I drop you from there to 23, 22, 21, are you still at 21.3? And if I drop you from there to 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, are you at 15.3? Are you always preserving that trailing number, that extra decimal place? How many decimal places could I make you track to? 29.3, 19.3, 9.3, 8, 7. Is the point 3 still there? Is it implied? That's up to your mind. But in my world, 6, 5.3, 4, 3.3, 2, 1. If I say it now, would you go all the way to that nice, round, sleepy number? Or would there be that tiny trailing bit of wakefulness? Would there be that little bit of you, still hanging out, waiting to be collapsed into the full number? At what point do I need to start saying 1.0, 2.0, 3.0, 0.0? Fall silent. Numbers go down. Brain goes down. Mind goes down. Power goes down. And with the power off, we can do work on all the bits of you that if we were to wake you in the middle of touching them, would feel so intensely, deeply, submissively sublime. Let yourself be pliable. 0, 0. Reminding you where we are. And we haven't even begun to add this new tool, this new idea to your mind. But we will in time. So relax and try to push upward. See if you can count 1, 2, 3 in your head. 4, 5, 6, 0, 0, 0. Your mind saying one thing, mine saying another, as I lay numbers on your experience and wind you spiraling with me down.